May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So the other day at our church staff meeting, we always take turns each week leading an opening prayer. And that week it was Bernadette's turn, our music director, and she brought some very lovely prayers about love, about God's love. After praying that, I was feeling very peaceful. And then we planned our upcoming worship services and all the many events we have going on for December, and then we got to talking about the election as the direction that so many conversations seem to turn these days. And soon I was feeling not so peaceful. And then I was like, can we grab those prayers again? Let's just do that again. I want to go back to that happy place, that peaceful place when I was praying. It's worth remembering that Jesus lived in very tumultuous political times, arguably a good deal more tumultuous than anything most of us have experienced. During his day, the Roman army was occupying his country, and with resistance fighters working against them, violence was common, and people felt unsafe. In that time, his talk, as in today's gospel reading, of being swept away by catastrophic events outside of your control, might have seemed pretty close to home for his followers. So what's his advice in that situation? He says, keep awake, be ready for God, stay alert, don't get distracted. So how do we do that? How do we stay alert, stay ready for God, to take part in what God is doing in our world, to be part of what God is bringing to our world this Advent and Christmas? Is that best done by talking as we were at staff meeting, or organizing, or acting, or praying? Well, spoiler alert, our theme for this Advent is prayer. If Advent is about being awake, staying alert, to do that, we know we need to slow down and pay attention to ourselves, to what is going on around us. But I'll admit, this call to slow down in Advent is a bit at war within me, maybe within you, with a desire to take action. And perhaps part of us thinks that if prayer is going to our happy place, that's just an escapist reaction. That's not going to solve any problems, whether that problem is about what do we do in these political times or how I'm possibly going to get the house clean before my mother arrives on December 23rd. Action seems a bit more useful than prayer often. So I was really intrigued this past week when I was learning more about the leadership development initiative of our diocese that our evangelism team is taking part in this coming Saturday. LDI is a training program for parishes that want to take action, like we do. The idea is that you have a project, something that will really reach out to your community. Our project is going to be starting a weeknight church activity, not for you guys, but to reach out to people who don't currently come to our church. But the thing I found interesting was that the folks at LDI, who've taught leadership and outreach and mission to many, many people, they teach that you can't even get started unless you start with prayer, with looking inside, with knowing where you are, where you stand in relation to God. Without having some grounding in that, without doing that inner work, whatever action you take may well be the wrong action. Action can be merely reaction. It's just reactive. The idea is that we need to push past that to the point where our action is not all about me, but is about others, is about God. I think sometimes we get worried when someone says, we just have to stop and pray. that it means we're going to get bogged down in navel-gazing. But it's just a fact that the church has learned over many centuries, like peanut butter and chocolate in a Reese's peanut butter cup, prayer and action are just tied together. One without the other, it just doesn't work. Thomas Merton described this relationship with maybe a better metaphor than candy. He said, prayer or contemplation is like a spring of water, and action is the stream that flows from it. So, as the theologian David Benner has written, contemplation provides stillness before self and God, where desires and motivations can be purified so that we can move out into life with action, not simply reaction. Contemplation without action is escapist, but action that is not grounded in contemplation is dangerous because the result will always be raw reaction rather than truly free action. Contemplation is a place of stillness that can uniquely prepare us for action. We should be able to live with more fierceness and more passion when we emerge from it. So if you think about it that way, prayer is really eminently useful. You know, often when we don't know what to do for someone or feel powerless to help, we say to each other, we can pray for them. Keep them in your prayers. But in our hearts, do we really believe that is something valuable, something worth doing, or is it just a platitude? I want to urge you that it is a tangible and real thing to do, and sometimes the best thing to do. I can't tell you the number of times I've thrown up my hands at a situation or relationship that felt utterly stuck and said, well, I can't do anything but pray about it, so I guess I better do that. And I prayed, and nothing happened. And I prayed, and then something did happen without me really noticing or being able to figure out how the situation became unstuck. And there was progress, or resolution, or healing. Or the thing that I could just not find a solution to, after prayer, a solution just popped into my head and seemed to be the right thing to do. Why does that happen? Well, only God knows, right? But I sometimes wonder if it wasn't a thing I was holding on to too tightly. And that's why it was stuck, and that the prayer helped me let go, to loosen my grip so things could shift and change. Isn't that a way to stay alert, stay awake, pay attention, be ready for God? To take a step back from all the things that we might be holding on to too tightly and offer them to God. So this Advent, I encourage you to think about deepening and growing your own prayer life. And we're going to offer a lot of ideas for doing that, both during our December Advent services, as during the prayers of the people, we try a different way of praying each time, and in our adult forum series after the worship, which starts next week with some guest speakers from Bethany House of Prayer. But I encourage you to grow your prayer life, not just for your own sake, but for the sake of those around you, for the sake of the world, in letting God transform you, you will become one way that God is transforming the world. Advent, I think, is about that spring of water that Thomas Merton talks about. It's about reminding us to return to the source. There's a lot to do to get ready for Christmas and begin a new church year, but we're not going to get it done if we don't slow down, take a breath, spend some time checking with God to make sure we're going in the right direction. So our church year begins with a season when we're reminded to wait, to get ready, to stay alert, to slow down. Because it's not us who are going to save the world. It's God. Amen.